This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, with senior leaders of various political parties holding multiple rallies and roadshows in the two states to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Akola and will address another public meeting in Nanded, Maharashtra today. NCP President Ajit Pawar will be campaigning in Pune, Sangli and Satara. On the other hand, Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold poll meetings in Nagpur. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in Bid. Polling for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will take place on the 20th of this month. In Jharkhand, elections to the 81-member state assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings on the occasion of the Foundation Day of Uttarakhand. In a social media post, the Vice President said, "Uttarakhand is blessed with pristine beauty and spiritual richness." He wished that the blessed state continues to flourish and scale greater progress and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded Uttarakhand for its outstanding strides in development, noting that the state is leading in various domains. Addressing the nation virtually on the occasion of the 25th Foundation Day of Uttarakhand today, he also highlighted that the nation will see the resolution of Vikasit Uttarakhand for a Vikasit Bharat being fulfilled in the next 25 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also greeted the citizens of Uttarakhand on the occasion of the state's Foundation Day. East Central Railway will operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to manage the return rush of passengers after the end of Chhath Puja celebrations. Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer Saraswati Chandra said, this time more than 70 additional trains are running compared to the same period last year. He also informed that to manage the crowd and avoid stampede-like situations at platforms, holding areas have been set up at various stations. The Sikandarabad Shalimar Weekly Express train derailed near Nalpur station of Kharagpur division in West Bengal in the early hours today. The South Central Railway authorities told our correspondent that one parcel van and two coaches of the Shalimar Express have derailed. However, there is no casualty or major injury in the incident. The officials informed that an accident relief train and medical relief trains from Santragachi and Kharagpur have reached the derailment site. Besides, buses have also been arranged to carry the stranded passengers to their destinations. At least five people were killed and several others injured after a bus collided with a parked vehicle on the Agra-Lucknow expressway in Firozabad district. According to Superintendent of Police Rural Firozabad, Akhilesh Bhadodia, the bus was en route from Mathura to Lucknow when the accident occurred near Thana Nasirpur on the Agra-Lucknow expressway. Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Harsh Malhotra, along with BJP MPs Manoj Tiwari and Masuri Swaraj, flagged off the Run for Inclusion Marathon in New Delhi today. The event was organized by Special Olympics Bharat, the National Sports Federation promoting sports for athletes with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The event primarily aimed to set the tone in the lead up to the Special Olympics Asia Pacific Boccia and Bowling competition, which is scheduled to take place in New Delhi from the 18th to the 23rd of this month. People from all across Delhi NCR participated in the event. The Indian men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and former goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh have won the FIH Player of the Year and Goalkeeper of the Year titles for the year 2024. Both Harmanpreet and Srijesh received the recognition during the 49th FIH Statutory Congress in Oman yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.